Bob Rivers in the Morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJRFM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
Well, if you ever plan to go to West, Jack, take my way, it's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Route 66 from the Cars soundtrack. At 95.7 KJR, qualifying 10 lucky listeners to win a family vacation for four to the brand new Cars Land at Disney California Adventure Park. It includes round-trip airfare, a two-night stay at a Disney Resort Hotel, and Park Hopper passes. So be listening today for our Disney Cars Land Song of the Day. The song will be Rich Girl by Hall and Oates. And we're going to play it when you hear it at 11:35 a.m. with Mark filling in for Lori this morning. All you have to do is be the ninth caller, 877-901-0957. 877-901-0957. Win the gift card if you're the ninth caller and be eligible for the huge trip. Family vacation for four. Great prize for summertime. 7 after 7. Coming up, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Brian Johnson of AC/DC. He's written a book called Rock and Rollers, a full throttle memoir. It's about cars. His other passion is automobiles, collecting them, racing them, talking about them. On the phone is our Word of the Day winner. Nice job sneaking in the Word of the Day, Jody. Here's John from Lake Taps. John, how you doing?
Good morning, crew. How are you doing this morning on this beautiful Washington day?
If this is your definition of beauty.
It's a postcard morning.
Yeah. It is. Oh, yeah. A Seattle postcard. Hey, John, it's wonderful. It's raining, and it's good for all the green stuff. Can you use the word in a sentence?
Yes, it is. Not wise to sit next to your girlfriend and watch the beauty pageant while making comments as she's stuffing her face full of Cheetos.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a lesson hard learned.
Somehow I believe that sentence came from a real-life experience.
Totally.
Wow. So you were watching the pageant the other night?
I was, and it was fantastic. But she is Indian-Italian. She's a really good... She has a really good left hook.
Wow. What did you say if you stopped eating those?
I just so happened to turn it on when it was the swimsuit competition.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. It's all good, though.
Yeah, it's all good. She's taking you back. Is she now, is she someone who would like to be a pageant entrant?
She's Indian and Italian and absolutely beautiful.
Gorgeous. Sounds gorgeous.
Nice recovery.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it at that. Okay. Here's your prize from Eric.
John, you've won yourself a pair of tickets for a Victoria Clipper round trip for two to Victoria, B.C., courtesy of Clipper Vacations.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Perfect.
All right. Okay. Hang on a sec, John.
Okay.
Here's John.
You know, we're going to talk to Miss USA Thursday at 6:20, the Rhode Island Miss USA.
I used to live in Rhode Island. Smallest state.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. They have less people to choose from.
Can't wait to talk to her. I'm so excited.
So excited.
I have so much to talk to her about.
You love your pageant people. I know.
I feel like it's going to be a riveting conversation. It'll be like she and I are on the phone and no one else is in the room.
That'll be
that's
great.
I think that's the way we should do it, actually.
I think we should make you in charge.
Hey, no, you do some research on Miss Rhode Island.
I already did.
Okay.
Hey, what about one that you played yesterday?
That's this one.
That's no.
No, 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 no.
No.
That was Miss Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
The one we played yesterday who said that an example of a movie empowering women was Pretty Woman.
Right.
That was a great segment at the end of the show, in which case you ripped her for saying that a movie about a prostitute empowers women.
Yeah.
She really stuck in there and hung on till the guy came and bought her clothes.
And drove a boat down her street.
Yeah.
Did that turn into a big flap yesterday? Did she get a lot of grief or did it not?
No, just, you know, ha-ha. Just a little finger-pointing ha-has.
So who is the South Carolina gal is still the biggest pageant screw-up ever?
Yeah,
people
think so.
People who don't have globes find the earth and maps and books and rulers, who don't know where the state of Africa is on a map.
As I was wondering how much people would beat her up.
There's no beating up going on. It's all eye rolling.
Yeah, because people like the movie Pretty Woman.
Yes.
Is what we found out when we asked about it. Do you still have that clip, Pedro?
Yeah, and actually, you know, yesterday there was a debate online, you know, typical blogs. And Jody's right. There were like people saying, "No, but she's not that stupid. It was just a comment that she made." And actually, some people were agreeing with her.
Here it is.
Here's a clip.
Now let's have Ohio join us. Ohio.
These are good questions. I'm enjoying this.
He sounds like a male pageant contestant.
There we go. Last but not least, Ohio. Judge number one, Mary Lou Henner. Your question, please, Mary Lou. Okay. Do you think women are depicted in movies and on television in an accurate and positive way? And please give us an example.
I think it depends on the movie. I think there are some movies that depict women in a very positive role, and then some movies that put them in a little bit more of a negative role, but by the end of the movie, they show that woman power that I know we all have, such as movie Pretty Woman. We had a wonderful, beautiful woman, Julia Roberts, and she was having a rough time, but you know what? She came out on top, and she didn't let anybody stay in her path.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like it.
She spoke English that we understood. I like it.
Yeah. So it was...
I'm an idiot.
Accurate really? And positive were the things they were looking for.
I like it.
She had problems. Right?
She was having a rough time.
She had to sell her body.
Right? Right. Sometimes her wig was on sideways after an encounter for money.
She's having a rough time.
Right?
It's all good. Whatever.
All right.
All these are just eye rolls.
You get a chance to interview a pageant winner.
Right, because that was not Miss Rhode Island.
I'm not. What does this have to do with me?
Because we've decided.
You can just give her the same question, Miss Rhode Island. She didn't get that question.
Yeah.
See what her movie is.
But look at how depressed she is that she has to think, much like a pageant.
Text message says you have to be the one to interview her. That's that's got to be.
The listeners are demanding it now.
Well,
okay. What has happened to Brian Johnson? He's just late, right? This is typical.
Yeah, they had some trouble connecting with him, but he will be on in about 2 minutes.
In about 2 minutes,
yep.
Brian Johnson from AC/DC. Also, I don't want to get into this Disney thing because I think it's a longer than a 2 minute discussion.
Can I play something else that happened during the Jubilee? To me, the best one of the night was Tom Jones.
Tom Jones performing for the Queen.
What's some whiskey in your water? Sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights because I don't want. Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of steel perfume.
The Queen threw the underwear at the beginning of that part.
Okay, now who originally did that song? It was,
that
was Tom Jones.
Three Dog Night, I believe, and that's a Randy Newman song. He wrote it.
Mama Told Me Not to Come.
I love that song. I actually do.
Great song. And Tom Jones sounds great.
He's the man.
He sounded better than Paul McCartney.
Totally.
They're about the same age, aren't they?
Yeah, I think. Tom might be a
Tom's
little bit older.
He sounds younger, but he's a little older.
He's older than McCartney.
Yeah. Ah. Funny, they showed the Queen, and she doesn't really smile for any of this. In fact, I don't know how well she can hear any of it, because she's got these huge orange earplugs in. You would think they'd have a royal earplug.
Made of diamonds.
She's wearing the same thing the Boeing machinists wear. I mean, these big, you know, big ugly orange earplugs sticking out of both ears.
Well, it's smart to save her hearing.
Oh, yeah. I'm not disagreeing. I
know lots of musicians who wear the earplugs. To me, they cut down on the high frequencies, which I'm already... cut down on by damaging my hearing from loud headphones. But if you save your hearing, you'll be grateful.
Oh, no doubt about it.
But on the other hand, what's she saving it for? Her 120s?
You know, this is...
Blow it out while you can.
She's already defying the odds. This is the second Diamond Jubilee in 1,000 years of royalty.
Wow.
She's only the second person to have a 60-year reign over England. So
yeah,
she might get 10 more in, too. She's not slowing down.
Feel sorry for Charles. Guy never is going to get his day. He's never going to be king. She will hold on until William is king.
That's true. How old is Charles?
Got to be 70.
No.
that up.
Yeah, he's got to be close to Sir Paul's age, I would think.
Wow. I mean, they gave him the princess of all princesses in Diane. He wasn't happy.
It was basically a Cinderella fairy tale.
Yep, and then he threw it away because he was in love with Camilla, which is fine. And, you know, there have been many stories across time where the throne was abdicated for love. Nothing wrong with that. That's how Elizabeth got the throne, you know? So
how she got the throne?
Yeah, because, you know, you remember the king's speech?
Yes, I do.
Right. Okay,
that.
Okay, that's pretty historically accurate.
It is a great movie.
In that the king was the king because his older brother abdicated the throne for love. That meant that the king's daughters, Elizabeth and Margaret Rose, were the heirs to the throne.
Wow.
And that's how Elizabeth got the throne. So now here's Charles, who fell in love and decided to get divorced. And that's when the queen said, I am not leaving this throne until that little cute one there. That's the one.
She could have given him the throne. She doesn't have to. She could step down anytime
she wanted to. You bet.
She's not like a Supreme Court justice who has to stay there till.
Well, they can step down too.
They can step down.
Everyone can step down.
No one wants to step down, though.
Why would she want to step down? What a cush job. I mean, she's not. It's not like being the American president where you're like, you know, rushed from secret meeting to secret meeting and flown all over the country every day.
What does the queen do?
I mean, she's really more of a figurehead. She appears out there. She waves. She does make some decisions, but
she opens new tube tunnels. I think she cuts the ribbon when that happens.
Goes to horse races, concerts, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not as high pressure as what you'd think.
Do you think there are private conversations where Charles asks her to step down?
I don't know him that well. I doubt it.
I think he doesn't say a word to his mom. He kind of disappointed. I mean, they, you know, he blew it.
He'd be afraid of his mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then he shouldn't be king anyway.
That's her point, too.
A real king would go into his mom and say, all right, you're old. Get out of my way.
Come on, I want to invade Scotland again. Come on.
Yeah.
There's talk about wrapping up this whole royalty thing. Just, you know, people look and they see how much money is being spent on these 4 days, and it's like, man.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
We're spending a lot of money on this family. How about just maybe no queen?
Budget cuts.
Yeah.
No royal anything. Everything you put royal in front of it, it costs more.
But people love it. And not just in America, all over the world.
All right. Is that Brian? Oh, good. We're going to talk to Brian Johnson now from AC/DC. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. Brian Johnson, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, lead singer for the most enduring straight-ahead balls-to-the-wall band, AC/DC. Brian loves to rock and roll. You see, he loves his automobiles. He's a car collector, a race driver, and now the author of a book that combines his passion for music and horsepower called Rock and Rollers, a full-throttle memoir. In the book, now available in paperback, Brian shares stories about bandmates, famous friends, and the many beautiful four-wheeled machines that he has loved along the way. Brian Johnson, welcome back to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you, Brian?
Hey, Bobby. How are you, my son? Lovely to talk to you.
Ah, I love you. You are fun to talk. Always fun to talk to. And, Brian, I'm first question out of my mouth's got to be, do you have a favorite car of your whole life?
Yes, I do, me son. And I'm sitting in my garage as I speak to you now. It's a 1928 4.5-liter Vanden Plas Bentley.
Mm.
And it's an old racer, you know? Mm. And it's 1928, 84 years old it is now.
Wow. That's almost as old as Paul McCartney.
Ooh, yeah, it's called Thunder Guts.
Thunder Guts? Are all your cars named?
No. But these old cars were, everyone, you know, that was its sister car was called Mother Gun.
Mother Gun and Thunder Guts.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you name it, or did the car company actually put names on these cars, like birth certificates?
No, well, the car was, you see, all the drivers used to name the cars in the 30s, you know.
Okay, so the first owner would put the name on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thunder Guts. And so you just keep it, you know, you're told when you buy these cars that it's not yours. You're just looking after it.
Right.
You said it was an old racer, Brian. Where did this race and what kind of racing?
Well, this year I did the 24 Hours of Daytona in a prototype car, which was just probably the most was fun I've had in my life. It was just a lot of fun. The driving at night wasn't fun. 200 miles an hour on that banking at night. That was a little bit hair-raising, but it was fun.
And what is it you love about, like, is it just the whole appearance of it and feeling of sitting in it? Why does this one stand out above the others?
The Bentley is, I mean, it's just so huge, first of all. It's just massive. And, you know, and it has no radio. It hasn't anything. I mean, to start the car, you literally, you know, you have to pull the magnetos, push the magnetos in, the dynamo out, the gas pump on, the advanced lever up. And then you got to remember that the gas pedal is in the middle. And if you don't remember that, you're in a lot of trouble.
Now, I met someone this weekend, actually, who has a collection of cars as well. And he had a guy, all he did is detail them. He had someone else that maintains them. And it seems that owning great cars like this, as you said, you get to take care of them for a while. They're a responsibility, almost like children, that you will not let it deteriorate. Is that right?
It's absolutely right on the money there, my son. You know, you're... Because these are pieces of history, you know, that this car raced, you know, in the early days by some very posh young men in England, you know, they're all titled chappies, you know, and this car was nearly thrown in the junk heap in 1953, but somebody saw it and just said no, and they rescued it, and it's been perfect ever since, and I drive it 3-4 times a week, you know. And I just have so much fun in it. But you really do have to take care of them.
Brian Johnson, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, lead singer for AC/DC. You have, with Back in Black, the third best-selling album of all time, 15 million copies. So I have a question for you. When you go to buy one of these cars, do you wear a disguise and act like some poor homeless guy? Or is it going to overcharge you for it?
Yeah, well... Nah, they're not who I am. I'm screwed as soon as I walk in.
As soon as you start talking. So when you buy a car, when you buy a car, how do you buy a car? You size it? Do you just immediately fall in love with it and do whatever it takes to restore it?
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on the car. You know, I mean, the one I'm looking at the minute is a Morgan Super Sports. And there's something, you know, when I first saw it, it's just, it stands out. It's beautiful lines, you know, it's a bit retro, you know.
Right.
And I love retro stuff. I think it always just invokes that, you know, it's because you're getting older and it just invokes memories of when you were younger and you couldn't afford anything, you know, because, you know, when you were younger, you'd go pull into a gas station and get half a gallon in. That's all the money you had, you know.
That's right.
And it's, you know, you just remember those times with fondness, you know, and you never want to get too cocky.
Was there a car you had when you were younger, Brian, before the millions of records and millions of dollars, some car that you loved and maybe even had to let go of because you came upon hard times?
It was the Mini. I had a Mini, and I had to sell it when I had to get married. You know, the father was standing there with the shotgun. I didn't have much chance of choice. And it was so, and I had to sell it, you know, and it broke me heart when I sold that car.
How many dozen of those do you have now?
What?
How many dozen?
Many, no.
Does he have a Mini? Did you buy one back?
No, I never bought another one. Bought another one. No, I couldn't afford one, to be quite honest. But as time went by, like the car I always wanted was a Rolls Royce Phantom. I always wanted one of them, but and I got one, and I still drive it like I've stolen it. You know, it's because the way I am, the way I look, I'm a bum. You know, just t-shirts and jeans and. And thank God the cops know who I am now, because otherwise they would just pull me over as a thief. I mean, I just don't look like I belong in one of them things.
Brian, who else collects? You have other people in your book. Who else? Does Angus collect cars too, or does he just have a few?
No, Angus doesn't drive. Angus hasn't got a license.
Come on.
I'm telling you, he hasn't got a license. Phil, on the other hand, Phil Rudd, the drummer, is probably... car crazy as I am. I think he spent about $11 million on cars since Christmas, this kid. He's just, he just buys everything that comes out. Ferraris, Lamborghinis, he just, he loves them. He's a car nut.
Well, there's some great incentive for you guys to get back on the road and come up here and visit us in the Northwest, Brian, because right next door to the Tacoma Dome, where AC/DC's been known to play a show or two, they've just opened the greatest car museum in the world called the LeMay Car Museum. It just opened.
You must have heard of LeMay.
I've heard of that. Yeah, absolutely. And I'd love to come up there. That's one of the things I love to do is visit car museums around the world. I'd love to go up there. And Tacoma, I always had a great time up in Tacoma. It's a lovely place to be in that. Beautiful views on the...
Beautiful views of the mountain, Mount Rainier, yeah. And then the lovely Tacoma Dome.
Yeah.
Not the best sounding concert hall in the world, but
yes, it is, Bob.
Sure, it's a big wooden dome. It sounds good in there, especially when these guys are in there.
Yeah, well, can you remember all those years ago in the 80s when somebody set off a flare? When we were playing,
that's right.
Set a flare off, and it stuck in the ceiling, and we were sitting going, oh.
All right.
Boy, this is not good.
It's a wood ceiling, yeah, really bad.
Brian Johnson, Brian, you have said, I love America. You live in America. It's the greatest country in the world. You live in Florida, where I assume you stand next to people who are about to pass away and buy their cars. But why else do you live in Florida?
You're a tool.
Oh, my, another neighbor.
Yeah.
Now, well, I live in Sarasota, Florida, and the great thing about this place is it's unlike anywhere else in Florida. You know, first of all, you've got all the professional tennis stars around the world all live here, and you've got all the arts here, and there's just stacks of musicians live here. You know, rockers. You know, Scotty Hill. Donald Duck Dunne, well, he passed away last week, just as you said, you know, he died in Tokyo. You know, I was a pallbearer at his funeral.
And oh,
it was,
sad.
In Memphis. Nice. It was lovely. He was my best friend. You see, I never worked with a guy, but he was just my best friend and neighbor. And every anniversary and birthday and barbecue, Duck would always be there, you know. Yeah. Bigger than life itself, he was, Duck. And yeah. Bugger. It was a bugger.
Brian Johnson. Brian, the book, I want to make sure I plug it well. It's called Rock and Rollers, a Full Throttle Memoir, now available in paperback. And last question, there are rumors of a new AC/DC album in the works.
Well, yes. You know, I'm going to see Malcolm in a couple of weeks, and then we're going to see Angus. And that usually means on your starting blocks, gentlemen.
All right. I love every one of the albums.
Yeah, so you know, we're just gonna see what happens. You know, we're finished on a high with the last album, and the last tour was huge and everything. And sometimes you gotta be careful. You know, like a lot of bands say, this is the farewell tour thing, and we hate that stuff. You know,
yeah,
it's just an excuse to make money. You know,
yeah.
And so we don't want to go out unless we're 100%, and we can deliver the goods. Because there's nothing worse than getting on stage and somebody watching saying, you know. Oh, you should have seen them 10 years ago.
All right.
You know, we don't want that, you know.
All right, Brian. Thank you very much for your time. The book sounds fascinating, a must for every collector. All right. Take care, sir.
Thanks very much, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Brian Johnson right there. Always fun.
You gotta
always
love
delightful.
That. I could listen to him talk for 3 hours.
Also, coming up, Chris Pine in studio in under an hour.
You're listening to The Bob River Show.
On 95.7.
KJR.
Hi, this is Steve Slayton, and I hope you can join me weekdays at 4 for the Fab Four at 4 on 95.7 KJR Seattle.
So a good friend of mine called me yesterday and said, Matthew, my wife started crying the other day. She went to her drawer and she said, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to put on this bathing suit. Matthew, will you help her with Healthy Trim? Listen, if you're fearful of putting on that bathing suit now that it's June, don't be. There's still time. Healthy Trim works. I guarantee it. 4 years and 4 months ago, I was depressed. I tried everything. Healthy Trim changed my life. I tell you what, this week, since the pressure's on, 50% off Healthy Trim. You will lose weight easy and quickly, and I'll throw in the Healthy Shield for free. The Healthy Shield has all the fruits, the antioxidants, the berries. It's got calcium and magnesium. You take it in the evenings, it'll have a tremendous calming effect. And with all the resveratrol in there, it'll help stimulate your weight loss. HealthyTrim.com. There's still time. Healthy Trim will change your life just like it has mine. HealthyTrim.com.
Tonight, America's Got Talent continues in Austin, Texas. But every so often, there's one act that doesn't just surprise you. It truly shocks you.
Oh, my God. What a great moment.
Be there to see the moment everyone will be talking about.
Yes.
You're going to Vegas!
Then, 14 singles brave the jungle on the ultimate dating adventure. The return of the hit show Love in the Wild with new host Jenny McCarthy.
America's Got Talent, followed by the return of Love in the Wild, tonight at 8 p.m. only on King 5, the home team.
Porcello, Porcello, Porcello Jewelers.
Looking for a quick and easy dinner you can just toss on the grill that's also a healthy choice? Believe it or not, such a thing actually exists. And your neighborhood Fred Meyer has it arriving fresh every day. We're talking about all-natural buffalo from the Durham Ranch in Wyoming. You'll love its full flavor, and you can use it in the same recipes that call for beef. From hamburgers to fajitas, and buffalo steaks are great on the grill. Plus, it's leaner than beef and has less cholesterol. And Durham Ranch buffalo is raised without the use of growth hormones, so it really is a healthy alternative. Right now, Freddy's has a great selection of cuts to choose from, and the best prices. So why not try something new? Stop by Fred Meyer today and pick up some all-natural buffalo for your family, because you deserve fresh. What's on your list today?
You'll also find a great selection of freshly prepared grab-and-go dinners in our deli. Choose one entree and two sides for only $6. You can save time and bring home something the whole family will love. You'll find it at Fred Meyer.
Around here, WA stands for Washington, a great state to call home. But now WA also stands for something else, with Allstate. Why? Because right now, Washingtonians can get great savings with Allstate. A Washington Allstate agent makes it easy to bundle coverage for your car, home, boat, motorcycle, and more, and can save you up to 30%. Plus, you can get lots of discounts for safe driving, paying on time, and switching before your current policy expires. So if you've never quoted Allstate, or it's been a while since you have, now's the time to put yourself in good hands with Allstate.
Port Townsend Allstate agent Bill Hubbard makes it easy to bundle your policies. You can save up to 30%. To get a quote, call Bill Hubbard today at 360-385-1019. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability, savings vary. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Bundle and save with an Allstate agent. Are you in good hands?
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium Credit Card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank Flex Perks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket.
$400?
On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us, serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D.
I am so thirsty!
Today's episode, what goes around, crawls around.
While treating a home for ants, the owners asked me what other pests Orkin can handle. I said we can handle termites, roaches, mosquitoes, bed bugs, millipedes, stink bugs, any kind of pest. I didn't even have the music to back me up.
No one is better trained at keeping pests in their place. Call 1-800-GO-ORKIN for guaranteed pest control.
Free money here. Anybody want free money? Then you gotta check out Washington's ClaimYourCash.org website.
Take it from me, the cash man. It's no gimmick. There's literally millions of dollars for millions of people in Washington who don't even know it. ClaimYourCash.org is where your forgotten money goes. Moolah from bank accounts, deposits, stuff like that. Wads and wads of dough are waiting to be claimed. Chances are you'll find money for you or someone you know. But better for you. Do yourself a favor. Go to claimyourcash.org to find your unclaimed money. That's claimyourcash.org.
You may not be able to impact the price of gas, but you can impact technology. Microsoft User Research is looking for feedback on future products from everyone. Sign up at Microsoft.com/user research. When you participate, you'll be eligible to win a special edition Xbox Kinect bundle, as well as receive Microsoft products. Official contest rules available online.
The Beatles' Sgt. Pepper was inspired by their pet sounds. For Beach Boy concert tickets today at 5 at 95.7 KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I have your traffic. Divas Mega Millions morning commute. It's a nasty drive this morning. Northbound 405, bumper to bumper through the S-curves. Unusually heavy northbound I-5 is all from State Route 18 all the way into South Center. Then from the middle of the Boeing Field to the Convention Center, also slammed. Southbound I-5, you're going to see brake lights all the way up in Snohomish County from 128th down into the Northgate area. It is slow. Just cleared up an incident on the 520 bridge, Issaquah to Seattle across I-90. Taking you about 28 minutes right now. That's going to make 28 your Traffic Divas Mega Ball number for tonight's Mega Millions drawing with a current jackpot of $14 million. While you spend time in traffic, spend time imagining what you could do with your winnings, like making an umbrella that fit over your entire car so your drive to work is always dry. It could happen courtesy of Washington State Lottery, a message from the Department of Imagination. Coming up in about an hour on the Bob Rivers Show, I'm so excited. Actor Chris Pine, the new Captain Kirk, joins us in studio.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
All right, then. Danielle likes him.
She does seem excited.
She seemed excited. No, she is, actually, according to
her. In fact, she wants to come and sit in while that interview goes on.
Wow.
Her and the rest of the drooling office ladies.
So the rest of the time, she's too busy.
Mm-hmm.
But she will actually, she doesn't care if every car crashes.
Can't believe she didn't run in here for the Isley Brothers guy.
I don't know what happened.
It's wet out and it's a lot of cars. Back to you. Hi, Chris.
Brandi Carlile has a new album out today. It's called Bear Creek. Here is the song. It's called 100. You got to check it out.
When I'm blowing out the candles and when people start to sing, I will always cross my fingers tight. I remember everything, but I always make my wishes for the same thing every time. If I live to be 100, if I ever get it right.
There you go. You like Brandi Carlile.
I love her.
It's 7:39. Walt Disney doing something politically correct. Interesting. I like it, but I'm skeptical. Mickey Mouse wants kids to kick the junk food habit. In USA Today today, they announced that Walt Disney plans to eliminate unhealthy foods in their advertising. So on their television channels, radio station, and website, which, let's see, what are their they have the Disney Channel.
Yeah, that's the one.
The Disney Channel and Disney DX, which is for the tweens.
But that's it, right?
The Disney Movie Channel, yeah. Too. The premium pay channel, family
channel. In other channel. Words, on some television channels, do your kids watch them?
Tons.
Okay.
My kids are Disney Channel junkie.
On their radio station. At one time, Disney was going to have an entire radio network. Now they have a radio station.
Okay.
It's right next to Texaco across from Shell. I don't know if anybody listens to it. They also have a website, Disney website. Do you go to the Disney website? I only go when I say, no, I don't want to go to the porn, and I click.
You're redirected.
I don't want to go to the porn. No, and then it takes me to the Disney website.
Darby spends a lot of time on the Disney website.
She does.
Yeah, because
what is there to do there?
There's a Pixie Hollow, which is the fairies, Tinkerbell. That's a whole franchise now. Yeah. There's Club Penguin, which is an interactive multiplayer internet game that's very safe and trustworthy for parents to let their kids have time on the computer.
Good to know.
It is.
What there won't be is ads for Milky Way bars.
I'm glad of that. I appreciate and respect that.
Disney said it's the first major media company to set a standard for food advertising on kid-focused TV programming. this is the part I hate. By 2015...
Really? It takes 3 years to pull that switch?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Well, yes, are there... you have a deal with Tricks?
Okay, so
Tricks
there's...
are for who?
For kids.
Okay.
Right, full-grown adults who can make health-based decisions.
Yeah. Right. Tricks are for adults who can eat them once in a while as a special treat.
Every once in a while, maybe when you're not feeling well.
Are these... Shouldn't Tricks be illegal?
No.
Oh, who does it help?
Women once a month.
Is that what you when you would have a handful of Tricks?
I should really be an advertising exec. Target marketing.
Is anyway, all those contracts? things that are advertised, promoted, and sponsored by the Disney Channel, Disney XD, Disney Junior, Radio Disney, Disney.com, and Saturday Morning Program for Kids on ABC, which mm-hmm. they also own,
okay,
will have to meet the company's nutrition criteria for limiting calories, reducing saturated fat, sodium, and sugar. The criteria were created by experts to reflect the government's dietary guidelines. In a statement, First Lady Michelle Obama calls the initiative truly a game changer for the health of our children. And I agree. It's about time they did something, because literally they've been selling, they've been, I don't want to make a reference to the oldest profession in the world, but they have been, you know, whatting out.
Well,
these channels and our children to businesses that want to stuff them with what amounts to drugs they'll get hooked on for the rest of their lives that'll give them diabetes.
It's nothing short of that. You're right. And it's not just the Diz. Everybody does it. The fact that Disney's going to make a change when they really don't have to.
You call them the Diz?
Yeah, you bet. Got to bow down to the Diz, man.
A lot of texters are asking, what about Disneyland, the place?
That's what
where do they stop selling cotton candy? That is a good
and
point.
Churros, yeah, low sugar churros.
And that's happening. They're going to improve. Yeah. They're going to improve their parks food too. Make it healthy.
Come on, how do you improve a park?
There'll be a witch walking around.
How are you going to shut up your kid when it's screaming at the park if you can't buy in an ice cream cone? Don't tell me they're going to get rid of the ice cream cone. There's no way they're going to get rid of
it. There's frozen yogurt.
There'll be a witch walking around handing people apples. Come on, it's a natural.
You used to have to go to Adventureland to find.
So I am skeptical. But encouraged. In a statement, First Lady Michelle Obama said, this is great. Disney is doing what no major media company has ever done before in the U.S. Not take every penny it's offered?
That's right. That's exactly right. Because, I mean, they're doing so well that they don't need to do that. They can make too much money without sacrificing kids' health to do it. I think that's pretty noble.
I'm very suspicious. I can't wait to see what they actually do. One of the things they're going to do is they're creating a thing called the Disney check, the Mickey check, a symbol that food and beverage products can carry if they meet Disney's nutrition standards, whatever that is.
Wow, mouse-friendly tuna.
I don't think we should make fun of this. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but like, wah-wah, this is a serious issue.
I hope so.
I've been watching that Weight of the Nation Supers miniseries on HBO, and I'm horrified. Absolutely horrified.
I am horrified, too.
It's not even funny.
That's why I have a trouble trusting companies
to
do this on their own.
Well, Disney has more incentive than anybody to do this. I mean, Robert Iger's a genius. That's the CEO of Disney. He knows why. He's got his reasons for this. What is Disney counting on?
Money.
Yeah, where they get their money?
Kids.
Yeah, and people in general.
Well, actually, they get it from companies that want to sell crap to kids.
Well, no, because, see, I was a kid. I went to Disneyland. I'm getting withdrawals right now because I haven't been in a year. I go every year. You want to keep me alive. You want to keep people alive to spend money on
Disney. So you want to keep
stuff.
The people you already gave diabetes to alive long enough to take their kids to the
Yeah. I mean, you have a vested interest in getting the
Don't
people.
Don't blame our diabetes on the mouse.
Yeah. Well, we did that to that woman, the cook, who suddenly announced she had diabetes. What was her name?
No, Paula Deen. This Paula is not Deen. A Paula Deen situation. We did But because Paula Deen signed a contract with the diabetes medication, she kept the whole thing under wraps.
Well, and Disney is now licensing out the Mickey check that other food companies can pay Disney to put Mickey going, oh boy, this is good for you. I'm telling you.
It is.
That's all right. I'm cool with that.
Let's see. Reducing the level of sodium is part of their goal, 25%. And expanding their offerings of fruits and vegetables. See, that doesn't say they won't sell ice cream cones or cotton candy. It says they will expand their offering of fruits and vegetables. And they'll have fruits or vegetables in 350 of their 400 food venues in their domestic parks by 2013. So throw a couple apples in there and put out a press release is what that sounds like.
There used to be nothing healthy in future land. It's like, you mean the people of the future don't eat bananas? I mean, they don't eat fruit? You'd have to go to adventure land to get healthy, you know? Yeah. Because in adventure land, it's a jungle. Fruit is okay. I mean, it used to be so theme-specific.
Howdy, partner.
So anyway, like I said, when I started this, I like it,
but
I'm very suspicious.
What kind of food is in future land?
Oh, space food, you
space
know?
Space food?
Hamburgers.
Oh,
pizza.
I see.
I guess that's what ice space cream. Food is considered to be.
Here's something. Not all driving distractions ring or beep. Some of them bark. Animal protection officials nationwide are starting to unleash a new message. Restrain your pet on the road. So here's what they're saying. Cats and dogs in a car need to be in a seat, just like children.
About time. Seatbelt laws for your pooch.
2010 survey by the Auto Club AAA, 20% of the participants admitted driving, letting their dog sit on their lap. Stupid, unsafe.
I see it. I mean, I see it every day. Every day there's a dog, maybe not on the lap of the driver, but bouncing around the back seat, hopping in and out of the cargo area.
Somebody's getting real quiet over there in the corner. Right?
A staggering 31% say they were distracted by their dog while driving.
You wouldn't let your kid climb around the car.
No, you wouldn't. But then again, that's a human being.
I get there's a situation from time to time.
Do you have a little moment where Sparky, Spunky, Spanky, what's his name, wants to drive?
You're talking about Spanky.
I am.
We'll call him by his proper name.
Sir Spanks-a-Lot?
Well, when the cargo area is full of my jogging stroller, then the dogs sit in the front seat. And Spanky, in that case, doesn't like to share the front seat with Beaker, and in which case he's allowed to sit on my lap. But he doesn't jump around. He just sits there quietly, like a good boy.
Well, this seems silly to me, in a sense.
I'm not proud of myself.
We've gotten all the way from when the car was invented to now without these stupid laws.
Agreed.
Requiring us to buy more contraptions.
Bob's right.
Eventually they'll be recalled for safety violations.
Except that one in three admits that they've been distracted by the dog in their lap.
So,
are
we going to outlaw makeup? Are we going to outlaw? I mean, please.
There
people
already
are
is.
Safe enough as it is.
No, it is already outlawed. It's called inattention to driving.
Fine.
There's a ticket
then
involved.
Then pull someone over with a distracted dog.
They do.
Good.
Well,
problem's already solved.
When he takes out your grandkid, when you wait your whole life to get a grandkid, and here's Keith with a stroller and some clam dip with a dog in his lap.
I know, mister, you'll agree to anything. But I don't see any statistics talking about how many grandchildren were killed by dogs.
My dog has never distracted me. Yes, for like 1 second while he's crawling into my lap at a stoplight, help him there.
Right.
But he's a little old man and he just sits there and it's not a big deal.
Poor dogs. The only fun they get, sticking their head out the window.
Never seen a happier thing in my life.
Than a dog sticking its head out the window. You want to make that illegal, Spike?
I do.
That's a crime against America.
That's what I woke up this morning saying to myself. How can I make dogs' lives unhappier?
This might be worth a quick poll. Is this political correctness and safety gone too far that you will have to buy a car seat for your dog?
Inside.
Is this just absolute nuttiness, overkill, government removing your dog's freedom and your freedom, too, to have a happy dog sticking his head out the window? If his head gets chopped off, it's a dog. It's not a human being. I'm saying it's not a good thing.
Thanks, buddy.
I almost lost Jody for a second.
It's not a good thing. You agree. Okay,
that's a bad thing. But we don't need government regulations to protect dogs from the laws of Darwin. We protect humans too much as it is, as evidenced by all the beauty pageant queens walking around.
Well, you're making my point, so I'll just go get some coffee.
We're on the same side, but it's a weird side.
Yeah. And by the way, we had already used pageant earlier, so we'll call for the word today. For some reason, the word pageant keeps coming up.
I know.
Okay. Yes, text us at 52309.
Now people are more concerned about whether you can use your dog to help you get into the HOV lane or not. No, dogs still aren't people, unfortunately. No. I proved that one.
And that's the point. If I'm going to put my dog in a baby car seat, I'm driving in the commuter lanes.
How's that work?
Because they've elevated the dog to human status.
Have they?
That's right. You could call us 877-901-0957. Those are probably pageant word of the day people who didn't hear us say pageant earlier.
More people are voting that restraints for dogs and cars are silly. People are saying, not sure if my Great Dane will fit in a car seat. Good point. This is crazy. Just looking to make a buck.
You'll need a special car seat extender that will cost extra money.
Right. Someone's saying, I have a seatbelt for my dog. He can still look out the window and he's safe. Someone else says, PC has gone too far. Someone else says, then get rid of visor mirrors. Then people can't look at themselves.
Yep.
Someone says, give Spike his meds. Dogs, really? How about a car seat for French fries?
Patty in Lakewood. Hello, Patty.
Oh, hi, Bob.
How are you?
Fine. I'm sorry. But I wanted to weigh in, especially with Jody mentioning that she will let a dog ride in her lap.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally.
Go on.
It's like Joe occasionally eats a little more than he intended to.
Well, my concern is that if there's an accident and the airbag deploys, that dog becomes dead very, very fast.
If there's an accident and the airbag deploys, I've got a lot to worry about. Myself, my other dog, how about my child in the car?
The other thing is that everyone's mentioning car seats, and really the seatbelt option is terrific. Generally, it's a harness for a dog and then fastens to the seatbelt. These have been available for decades, and it keeps, in the event of an accident, it keeps your dog from becoming a missile inside or going through the windshield and that kind of a thing.
All right, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
No one is going to argue with you that you know, dogs and accidents is a great thing. We're just saying a certain amount of caution is enough.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I'm not. The car seat thing is, I think, probably fun for Tinkerbells or whatever.
All right.
But the others are kind of human safety issues, quite frankly. It's not a good idea to be holding something on your lap if the airbag deploys, because it also injures you.
Let me tell you something. A lot more humans have been killed by talking on the phone, even hands-free, than by dogs and cars. Would you make phones illegal for that reason, if it's a human safety issue?
No, I think it is valid to, the hands-free thing is a real challenge.
But there have been studies done that say even hands-free is distracted driving with all the conversations we have in the car.
I agree.
You should be shutting up and listening to the radio. That's the most you should do.
That's right.
Yeah.
I actually agree on that.
Although sometimes people do email us and say, you were so funny, I almost drove off the road.
Right.
I delete those texts immediately.
I should be kept in a kennel for the entire show then. I think that seems fair.
Hi, Patty. Thank you.
Thanks,
John,
Patty.
In Burien. Let's let someone else on. John, what do you say?
Spike, stay off the bandwagon, man. Don't tell me what I need to do. I want to carry my dog.
Okay, do that. Do that. And when you run over a small, you know, family on the curb because your dog jumped in your lap because he saw a squirrel, you know, then you were warned.
Hey, stuff happens, man.
Oh,
the dog,
okay.
The dog ain't going to make the difference.
All right, John. Thank you. Michael in Auburn. Go ahead.
Hi. For several years ago, I worked in nursing homes, and we had an incident where we had two young boys, teenage boys, that were killed of brainstem injuries because their dog came flying out of the back seat during an accident. Their little sister, who was sitting, who was shorter than they were, was not injured. And
that's
so
very
their
sad.
Death
yeah.
was caused by the dog coming out of the back. And I'm a strong proponent of keeping that dog in the back of your vehicle with a screen up, because I frankly, a dog is a dog. My children are something else.
All right, Michael. And you, by the way, no one ever took away your freedom to restrain your dog.
Absolutely, but
yeah.
We've got people who do really foolish things all the time.
Exactly.
And I think we it's not just I like my dog sitting in my lap or I like my dog being having its freedom, but it's also you're endangering your life and the life of other people on the road.
The easiest way not to endanger the life of people on the road is to, of course, stay home. And then secondly, if you drive carefully. You can choose to do what you want with your dog. But really, you should stop talking on the phone in the car. You should stop eating French fries in the car. Do you need a law for all these things?
They have a law for all these things. It just needs to be, they need to enforce it.
With more of those predator drone planes that pull us
that
over.
That is what we need.
Yeah.
Dog strike. Well,
certainly someone to pull me over for
spare
sure.
Spare no expense spying on people and busting them. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How expensive is
it? I definitely
need
to be pulled over because I'm a grown woman who can make decisions for myself based on what I think of my own animal, which is that he doesn't move and he sits quietly.
Right.
If I get into an accident, horrible things are going to happen. It certainly is not going to be because of nothing going on in my lap.
Then he's a meat bomb flying around the inside of your car.
Right.
Right. Got time for two quick ones. Carl, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm. We don't need any more laws. With our law, you're supposed to have everything restrained in your car, so if you stop in some missiles. But I started putting a seatbelt on my dog when a friend of mine's dog went through the windshield during an accident. So it's just, if you care for your dog,
put a seatbelt on him.
Put a seatbelt on him. If you get in a wreck, they might live just like you do. So.
All right. Thank you, Carl. Jeff in Everett. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, Bob, I don't think there needs to be a law, but they are a distraction. When I have mine with me, they're in the back seat, and I'm going to call you out on what you said about cell phones causing more accidents than dogs.
Yes.
Well, I would say that if there was every car, somebody is basically talking on their cell phone. So I imagine if there was a dog in every car, that statistic would probably change.
I agree. But I say if your goal is to prevent needless death, then and you say are singling out dogs, who one of the most fun things a dog can do is stick its head out the window, and it's a dog. I mean, you take that simple pleasure. Other than that, when it goes home, it's still a dog.
But
you know what I mean?
They can stick their head out the window in the back seat too.
Well, whatever. But I'm just saying, if you want to legislate all safety, then stick to humans.
There are seatbelt laws. There are phone laws. There are
too many, if you ask me.
Okay.
We grew up just fine riding in the back of the pickup truck on the way to the movies.
Oh, I love driving in the back of the pickup truck.
Like, if I had a golden retriever, I wouldn't let him sit in my lap because that would be too big. I'd put a seatbelt on that
dog. Don't drive angry.
That's fine.
But, Jeff, your statistical correction is noted and accurate. Thank you very much. A couple before 8, still to come. These things have been on the market less than 3 months, and already 100 million have been sold. If you'd like a prize, be the first person to tell us what they are. They've been on the market less than 3 months. 100 million have been sold in America.
Yeah, we're gobbling them up.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, I'm Danielle. We're seeing really lengthy commutes all over the place and a lot of really heavy traffic. It looks like westbound I-90 backed up from Front Street into Bellevue, and then you're also going to see heavy traffic from 150th out to the Mercer Island. Northbound I-5 through that Midway area is really slow right now. You're going to see heavy brake lights just after State Route 18 all the way into South Center, then picking up again from the Boeing Access Road to the Convention Center. Southbound I-5 is slammed from 148th before the split up in Linwood all the way down into North. Then it is slammed from 522 all the way through Seattle.
Toyota owners, summer is coming. Through the end of June, help maximize your Toyota's fuel economy with a $39.95 maintenance special and receive 20 Toyota bucks toward your next service. Contact your Western Washington Toyota dealer for details and to schedule your visit today.
If you're like me, then you do the food shopping for your household in the following way. You know you get great deals on some things at the warehouse stores, so you shop there for those things. And then for your regular stuff, your eggs, your juice, your butter, you go to different stores. It does mean that you're going to be shopping all over the place for a full day. Well, not anymore, because thankfully Safeway has brought up their Just For You plan. And this is the latest way that people shop without having to drive all over town looking for the best deals. It's revolutionary, and it's totally online, Just For You. Digital age way to save even more when you're shopping at Safeway, and you use it before you shop. So easy to use. Access Just For You with the Safeway mobile app for iPhone and for Android. It's totally free. It takes 2 minutes to register, and new savings are loaded every single week. So sign up today at Safeway.com, click on the Just For You button, or sign up using the app. I swear, it is the easiest thing to register, and then you get fantastic savings on the things you buy the most. Digital coupons so easy to use. Just click to load them and get good savings.
Tonight, America's Got Talent continues in Austin, Texas. But every so often, there's one act that doesn't just surprise you. It truly shocks you.
Oh, my God. What a great moment.
Be there to see the moment everyone will be talking about.
Yes. You're going to Vegas!
Then, 14 singles brave the jungle on the ultimate dating adventure. The return of the hit show Love in the Wild with new host Jenny McCarthy.
America's Got Talent, followed by the return of Love in the Wild, tonight at 8 p.m. only on King 5, the home team.
Potholes. They can cause you to spill your coffee in the morning. And really wreak havoc on your tires. Which is why at Les Schwab, along with great prices, every one of our car or pickup tires comes with the kind of protection most other places don't give you. Like free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. So, why lifetime protection? Because you just might need it. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1995.